Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Good afternoon to you, Simon, and good afternoon to the listeners. Today what I'd like to deal with, and what I think is some people are concerned with, I think this is one of the reasons why we do have some vaccine hesitancy, and that's the side effects of the vaccine and what are called adverse events. So I'll try and explain what we mean by adverse events and what we mean by side effects. So there is some hesitancy, believe it or not, although I guess the great majority of the community are really most eager to try and get vaccinated. So the people that are hesitant, they're worried because they hear a lot of scare stories that come, especially in the alternate media, the social media, about short and long-term problems with the vaccine. And maybe this is amplified by the pauses and the suspensions, particularly of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And the irony of the pause and the suspensions, it actually reflects the other way around. It reflects the extreme care and for safety, even if the safety signal is extremely remote, which it was in both of these cases. So really, I think the suspensions show just how much intensity of monitoring, of surveillance, of investigation, if there are any safety signals. So let me start off with the minor side effects. And these are not all that uncommon. You know, quite a lot of people do, probably about 20 to 30% of people will have some degree of tenderness or maybe even pain at the injection site, or maybe a bit of a rash around the injection site. And the next day they might have a bit of a headache, sometimes a low-grade fever, a bit of flu-like symptoms, muscle aches and pains. This may go on for a day or two and can really be treated quite easily with Panado or aspirin or one of those things. But the more serious things, the adverse events. Now, an adverse event is a more serious problem which occurs after vaccination. And these, of course, must be reported to one's doctor, or there's usually a telephone number which should come with the SMS notification of the appointment or when you get your vaccination itself. And from the doctor, or if you report it to the telephone number, it goes to what's called NISEC, which is a National Immunization Safety Expert Committee, NISEC. There's also actually a MedSafety app which can be downloaded and used for reporting any adverse event. So now we've got to kind of distinguish between what's an adverse event versus a side effect. An adverse event is anything which happens after a vaccination. A side effect is something which is due to the vaccination. So then this committee must determine what the association is. Is it purely temporal or is it causative? And of course there's a very extensive investigation which goes into all these reported adverse events. The side effects which have occurred are extremely rare so far. The blood clotting, which received a lot of media publicity with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, occurs in 0.7, so less than 1 in a million doses of vaccine. Extremely rare. The severe allergic response, what you call anaphylaxis, has been reported with the Pfizer vaccine, also very, very rare, about 11 per million doses. So these are very, very rare. They receive a lot of media publicity, a lot of media hype, but they are really rare. So the other concern is all of these are short-term effects, adverse events, which occur within about 3 to 4 weeks after getting injection. What people are also worried about, are there any long-term effects of these vaccines? And this is where the scare stories have come in the conspiracy theories. And, you know, we've had vaccines for now well over 200 years, and there have never been reported long-term effects of these vaccines, long-term problems with these vaccines. So it's extremely unlikely there's going to be any significant long-term damage or illness or problems or anything like that as a result of these vaccines. Summary, these vaccines are safe and effective. Have a good Shabbos and all the best.